Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for everybody who's called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. And tonight, amen, is the open panel discussion. We're flipping it up a little bit different tonight. We're going to be discussing the holidays. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And telling you the real origin, hallelujah, of these days, which we celebrate. Amen. Which we say they hold. Praise God. But we're going to examine tonight, amen, or where these days actually came from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we get started, as we still wait for people to call in and people to tune in, praise God, let's go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first of all, we want to come before your throne of grace tonight, Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength on tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we come here tonight seeking your enlightenment, seeking your wisdom. Hallelujah, seeking your knowledge and seeking your revelation. And Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord, for everything that you're about to download into our systems on tonight. Our hearts are open and our ears are receptive. We are ready to receive, hallelujah, what the Spirit says to the church on tonight. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work, any demonic influence on tonight, hallelujah, that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us. And Lord, we thank you in advance. We magnify you right now for everything that you're about to do, everything you're about to say. And we just want to praise your name. We want to lift you up. We want to magnify you. We want to bless your name on tonight. We want to praise your name on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you and we appreciate you. Hallelujah, for everything that you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah tonight and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And like I said, it's open panel discussion on tonight. We're talking about the holidays. Amen. Before we get to the holidays, let's get to our opening scripture on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's coming from Psalms 100 on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I always, amen, address this scripture, amen, as an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. An attitude that we are supposed to display when we come into the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the writer, who we believe to be King David, started out saying, we got to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the first thing we got to do in order to come into the presence of the Lord is we got to change our tone. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we making noise. Well, we don't have no problem with making noise. We making noise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what kind of noise are we making? Is it a joyful noise? Hallelujah. Or is it an ungrateful noise? Is it a depressing noise? Hallelujah, amen. Is it a negative noise? Hallelujah, is it a condescending noise? Is it a pessimistic noise? Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. As he says, in order to come into the presence of God, hallelujah, you got to change your tone. Hallelujah, amen. Your tone ain't right. The noise you're supposed to be making unto the Lord is a joyful noise. Hallelujah. And the Lord says the reason why it's so hard for you to make a joyful noise is because you don't, hallelujah, really see what he's done for you in your life. You don't see how he brought you out of, hallelujah, darkness into a marvelous light because you can't tell, you don't recognize that you are in the light. Glory to God, hallelujah. You don't recognize what he brought you out of or what he brought you through. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So it's hard for you to make a joyful noise unto him because, amen, the devil has you blinded, hallelujah, with the negative things that are around you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And him having you blinded with those negative things, you can't, hallelujah, see the positive things that God is displaying in your life. You can't see, praise God, that God is moving in your life. You can't see that all things are working together for your good. Hallelujah. You can't see these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, you can't make a joyful noise. That's why your noises are depressing. That's why your noises are condescending. That's why the Bible says, amen, called it mumbling. They were mumbling, grumbling in the wilderness. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. They weren't making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He wasn't specific on who to do it. Praise God. He said, all ye lads, from the rich folks to the poor folks. Hallelujah, praise God. It wasn't a decree on who. Hallelujah, amen. He said, all ye lands, everybody. Hallelujah. He said, if you want to come into the presence of the Lord, first you got to change the noise that you're making. It's got to be a joyful noise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And why I say all ye lands, because you think because you live in the poor area. Hallelujah, amen. Because you live in the ghetto, because you live in the hood, you look around and don't see a reason to give thanks to God. Glory to God, hallelujah, praise God. But you got to understand the rich man is going through the same thing. They walk out their little suburban homes, their little millionaire mansions. They look around and they ain't find nothing to thank God for. Hallelujah, amen. They depressed. They more depressed than you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And have accumulated more material goods than you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And now one of y'all can find a reason to give God the glory. Now one of y'all can find a reason to give God the praise. He says you need to change your tone. And the way you change your tone is change your focus. You're focused on the wrong things. You're focused on the negative. And when you're focused on the negative, you can't see the positive. And when you can't see the positive, you feel like it ain't no positive. Hallelujah. When you see the glass half empty and can't recognize that it's half full, you give God a negative. Hallelujah. Lord, why is it half empty? Hallelujah. Praise God. When you should give him a joyful noise and say, Lord, I'm thankful. Hallelujah. That it's half full. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your perspective, hallelujah, on the things that you are focused on is incorrect. And that's why you can't make a joyful noise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Jacksons had the nerve to complain about their daddy, hallelujah, being hard on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. As if, amen, hallelujah, somehow they were led astray by his discipline. Hallelujah. Somehow his discipline didn't keep them in line. Hallelujah. Somehow, amen, his discipline kept them from being somebody in life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if somewhere somebody complaining, hallelujah, amen, then my mama didn't pay no attention to me. My mama let me do whatever I wanted to do. I ain't never got a whipping or nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they complaining about their situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say that to say it don't matter what environment you was raised in. Glory to God. You always have some excuse, hallelujah, not to have a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. You're going to always see something negative about something in your life. You are going to always, praise God, hallelujah, focus on what is not there and instead of what is there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you got to rebuke that spirit. And once you rebuke that spirit, then you can come before the throne of grace and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, no matter where you're from, no matter your environment, no matter how you was raised, no matter what your social status is, no matter what your financial status is. Hallelujah. You will see the positive things that God has done for you in your life, and you will be able to make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen on today. Amen for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building tonight. Hallelujah. And it is, hallelujah, open mic night. Hallelujah. We're switching it up, doing it a little bit different. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are talking about, hallelujah, the holidays on today. Tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Giving you some background. Hallelujah. On the origin of these holidays. Some holidays that we have made. Hallelujah. Amen. Into religious days. Hallelujah. They never were. Amen. That. Praise God. So we're going to examine that on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We should have, amen, a few people on the line tonight. I'm looking for Apostle Curry on tonight. Amen. I see he's on the line on tonight. Praise God. And maybe we'll have Bishop Page joining us. Amen. Praise God. I haven't gotten a confirmation from him yet, but maybe he'll be joining us on tonight also. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Apostle Curry, amen, are you there on tonight? Praise God.
Yes, I am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everyone, amen. Saints of the Most High, amen. Peace and blessings unto you on tonight. Amen. We are indeed ready to talk about the real truth about these holidays and whether or not they are holidays dedicated to the devil or not, and why we should not be worshiping or serving these holidays. Amen. It's an honor tonight to be online with my brother, amen, to break down everything on tonight. So definitely looking forward to doing that on tonight. Amen.
Amen, Apostle. Amen. Apostle was taking on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Amen. If you want to go ahead and lead us off with whichever one you want to start off with, man of God.
Amen. Well, tonight I would like to start us off on Thanksgiving, the real satanic truth about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not what we've been taught. We've been given a white lie concerning Thanksgiving. You know, about how the pilgrims came and they ate a meal and everybody became friends and peace treaties and all of that good stuff that we've been told. But that's not the real truth behind the matter. And there's a lot of things that we don't know that went on that they used to massacre the Indians. Before I go any further in prayer, I want to say a prayer before I go any further. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Open up our minds and hearts to the truth, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you are allowing this to come forth. We give you praise, God. We give you honor, Lord God. Wash us, wash our minds in your blood, God. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, Lord God, from all of the filth and uncleanliness that we have been exposed to and attached to. We thank you right now, God, that you're the truth. And you said in your word that the truth would make us free. So we thank you tonight. We give you praise tonight, Father. Use us for your glory, Lord. And we thank you that we'll give you all the praise and all the honor. But it's in your mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, so we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. As I was saying about Thanksgiving, you know, we think about cooking turkey. We think about the cranberry. We think about the dressing, all of the food that we partake of on Thanksgiving, not realizing that the food has symbolisms. And the symbolisms go far beyond what we think. That's why the Indians, when it comes to Thanksgiving, they fast. They don't eat. They don't partake. Because they realize what has been done to their people on this day. And Thanksgiving is a way that the Europeans rub in the face of the Indians what they did to them on this particular day. Thanksgiving has nothing to do with us. There's nothing wrong with giving thanks, but the holiday itself is satanic. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You know, we should always give God thanks. So we don't need a special day to give God thanks, because every day is Thanksgiving to those of us who love God. Amen. We don't need a special day. All we got to do is just wake up.
Uh-huh.
And if the Lord allow us to wake up, we're going to give him praise. Amen. Because that's what we were designed to do, is to give God praise. But the Indians take Thanksgiving personally, because it rehashes everything that was done to them on that day. They plotted against the Indians. The pilgrims did. They set them up with a meal and fattened them up to where when they were full, they took advantage and they slaughtered them. And so why would someone celebrate this day? Unless they don't know the truth. The turkey that we buy represent the Indians. For them being gullible to buy into their lie. The cranberry juice represent the blood that was spilled. As they slaughtered them. The dressing represent them dressing up the lie so they wasn't able to read in between the lines. See, that's why it's so important. See, that's why it makes a big difference, saints of God. I want this to really get in your spirit. We got to be careful who we break bread with. We got to be careful who we eat with, because eating represents covenant. You shouldn't eat with no one that does not have your best interest at heart. Come on here, somebody. Because when you allow someone to eat with you, then you are letting your guard down. And you don't know what they got in mind for you if their heart ain't right. Proverbs tell us not to eat with everybody. And we just take it as, oh, let me fix this dinner because I don't want to be unpatriotic. I don't want to be un-American. Don't you know, child of God, that every holiday, hear me good, every holiday is dedicated to the devil. There isn't a holiday that is on the calendar that is not Satan. And we have no business participating in something that's dedicated to the devil. Why do you think we feel so bad after the holiday? But on the holiday, we all are patriotic. We all happy. Now realizing that we're up under a spell. See, that's how they keep us up under a spell, child of God. All of these holidays are witchcraft. That's why we don't realize what we're doing till after the holiday is over. That's why they give us money before the holiday, because they know that we're going to give it back to them. Sure, we'll give you money before the holiday. Yes, so you can give all of it back to us. And then you're just as broke after the holiday as when the holiday begins. Because we don't realize that they are working a spell on us to have us doing things that we really shouldn't be doing. So, yeah, Thanksgiving is nothing but them reminding the Indians how they slaughtered them on that day. Let me ask you something, beloved, and then I'm going to wrap it up with this. How would you feel if someone came and slaughtered your family, your children, and then turned around and made a memorial out of what they did to your family? How would you feel about that? Well, when you realize how you feel about that, think about how the Indians feel on this particular day of Thanksgiving when it rolls around. But how many know that God see everything?
Amen.
And America got a lot of blood on her hands. And the blood that she has on her hands will be accounted for by the Most High God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. And somebody give your God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to open up the floor right now. Are there any questions or anybody have anything that they want to add to What was said?
Hey, man, I just want to say you're correct about all. I disagree with you on all of the things you said about the so-called holiday, and mm-hmm. all the days that are being celebrated are not the days of the Lord.
Amen.
A day can't be a holiday unless God makes it a holiday. In other words, it's really saying a holy day. That's the word come. Holiday supposed to be holy day. And we know there was only, Leviticus 23 talks about back under the law.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to celebrate those certain, what he called a holy day.
Mm-hmm.
And because of those days that God instituted, you know, to be what he called holy days. But then the world has come around and took it and made, like you said, they made their own so-called holy day or holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that the Bible told Israel at the time, that they wasn't supposed to celebrate the pagan holiday,
amen,
so-called, the same day that the pagans did it. But what we have done in the nation, we have come and made our own so-called holy day. And like you said, all it is, it's a money thing. It's not so much about it's a holy day. The only thing want it, it's a holiday for is the merchants.
Yeah, come on, Bishop.
It is the merchant that has, that makes the money. You know, you go spend all of your money for so-called Christmas. You know, that's not God's day. You know, when we say, well, Lord was born on the 25th and all of that. No, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. That wasn't the time that the sheep began to give the lamb. That wasn't the time. You know, most of the time when for that happened, it's coming into the springtime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not in December, but they made it a holy day, and really you can call it a merchant day. This is the time that the merchants make all of their money. And like
mm-hmm.
you were saying, they make all their money during this time. If you so-called, like you said, celebrate Thanksgiving, and but look at all the money you're going to spend for that day. Like you say, they give you the money, and then you're going to go spend it on turkeys and all the stuff for Thanksgiving. You get Easter. If you take the day of Easter, it's no different. What are you going to do? You're going to go out and buy. You feel everything's supposed to be new, and you're going out and buy all of these clothes, and you're going to spend all of this money. Those are merchants' days. And so there's nothing for us to be celebrated, but if we're not going to be like them, then we're not supposed to celebrate those days for those reasons.
Amen.
Don't be like the heathen, he said. Don't be like the heathen, saying they set it up for themselves. No different from any other so-called holiday that they made the holiday. And we have to recognize nobody can make a day holy except God. And if God didn't call it holy, then how can you make it a holy day except God does? And so we've just been duped all of these years and all of these times. Is because our eyes haven't been opened, and because our eyes haven't been opened, and now our eyes is coming open where that we won't give in to these things.
Amen.
Because you're spending all of your money and all of your time on something you're celebrating that has nothing to do with God. Has nothing to do. And even when it comes to the days that God called a holy day back in the, under the law, Paul comes back and tells us we don't even need to do that now. Because Jesus was the Passover, which would have been a holy day. Amen. He is our Passover. Not only is he our Passover, he's our Pentecost. Amen. And he is our Feast of Tabernacles. That's why Jesus fulfilled those days that they was keeping. He fulfilled all of those days so that there's no need to celebrate it. And if we'll celebrate the day, like you said, we'll celebrate it to the devil. I was surprised that so many saints were celebrating Halloween. Please, y'all. And when we talk about the Bible said we are children of the light and not children of the... Please, y'all, please. He said, we are children of the light and not of darkness. Now, why is it that the saints will be celebrating a day of darkness when they're supposed to be the children of the light. You'd be surprised at how much candy was sold. You'd be surprised at how many costumes were sold. And then when you look at it, the name is of the devil because it's called trick or treat. And most of the time, it's the trick that's been the thing that that is the problem. Sure. You know, I'm going to give you some candy. And this is what you call a lured away. They use they use something sweet to lure you away from God, to lure you into the darkness. And every time you're lured into the darkness, you're lured into the darkness because there's a trick in it. You know, even on the street, they call it a trick. You know what I mean?
Watch out, bitch.
They call it a trick. And I'm going to give you a treat. But I was reading that today, even Solomon was saying, you know, tell us to be wise and not to go after people like that, you know, the people on the street, because they call it a trick. And so like you were saying earlier, everything that is going on, there's a treat in it, but there's a trick also. So it's just like a worm on a hook to catch the fish. I've got to put something out there that you would go after so that I could hit you. And so the enemy is always using a treat in order to lure you away from Christ or get you to disobey Christ. And so thank God that you brought that out tonight. You know, I had never really heard it that way, but you really broke it down tonight, and it gave me a good understanding about, you know, the dressing and about the cranberry. Yeah, and about the
turkey.
What you said, the turkey. And we've been like that for years, but because we was brought up in a paganistic society, we all went and got into these things because of the society that we're being brought up in. And so because we know better now, we have to start doing better. And not fight to do the wrong, but fight to do the right. What's right? Or stay away from it. You know, if you want to eat something, eat it. But not to be celebrating, like you said, the thanks. We got to give thanks to God, and you give thanks every day. But God didn't set no special day. That's what we got to recognize under the new covenant. There's no special day that God gives to celebrate. Now, I know the Bible says remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, but Jesus came along and said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. I mean,
you know, but as you were talking, I just want to say this. As you were talking, the Holy Spirit put in my spirit that very scripture. The only day that God wants us to remember is the Sabbath day. And that day, He said, keep the Sabbath day holy.
Amen.
And how we keep it holy is we keep our mind on Him. Because the Bible says that He will keep our mind in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. So as we keep our mind on Him, then the Sabbath day become holy.
Amen.
Because He is holy.
Amen.
Amen.
So thank God for that. That I enjoyed that. That was an eye-opening insight on the Thanksgiving.
Lord.
And so I just thank you for that. I just thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I agree, Apostle. I didn't know that about the turkey, and I like the description, like, you know, what you said, broke it down about the turkey and stuff. Amen. So, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was a ritual in the food. That's crazy. They sneak it in there.
Yeah,
don't they? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
because that's why he said for us to be in the world, but not of the world. Because when we become of the world, then we participate in the rituals of the world. But God is setting us free because he's saying, I want my people to be separated. I want them to be holy. Amen. I want them to be a instrument for me. I don't want you to get caught up. Hallelujah. Yes, when I say that, go up. All of these holidays, saints of God, ain't nothing but a distraction to get our minds off of what is really going on. Come on here, somebody. That's it. And I want to encourage every child of God, don't get distracted. We're in Babylon. We don't have to do what the Babylonians do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God is saying, keep your focus on me. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. People better be careful with eating all this food, because they shooting all this food up and they putting things in the food, and more people are going to start dying after the holidays because they're not paying attention to what's really going on. I'm separating you from the food, saith the Lord, because I want you to use the food on the inside of you. Because the word of God is food. That's why Yahshua said, man shall not live by bread alone. Notice he didn't say that we didn't need bread to live. He said, you don't live by bread alone. In other words, you don't let your stomach or your gut become your God. You got to say, Lord, discipline me to where I am not subject to my gut or my stomach, but Lord, you rule me. Glory to God. You give me power over this so I don't become a glutton, so I don't go in there, Lord God, and don't have no self-control. How many know that God wants to have self-control in this hour? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got to dedicate our stomach. We got to dedicate our spirit to God so God can show us how to eat. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is the hour that God is saying, I don't just want to be the God to speak to you about your finances. I want to be the God to speak to you about your body. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says that, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Now listen, he said be in health. So if I'm going to be in health, that means that he's going to be my doctor. Come on here, somebody. He going to tell me what I can and cannot eat. Come on here, somebody. And I got to obey him if I want to live. Come on here, somebody. Read why so many of us are dying, because we trust in the doctors more than we trust in God. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the doctor ain't greater than God? Come on here, somebody. How many know that the doctors don't know your body like God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People running to go buy these turkeys. These turkeys been shot up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They done put steroids and even sicknesses and diseases in the turkey. Come on here, somebody. So we really got to pray. And ask God for guidance and insight. Because one of the fruit of the Spirit is what? Self-control. Come on here, somebody. That's one of the fruit of the Spirit. Matter of fact, that's the last fruit that love produces.
Amen.
The last fruit that love produces in our life is what? Self-control. That's how you know you reach where God wants you to be, because now you have what? Self-control. Come on here, somebody. You're able to say no to what you couldn't say no to before. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
I don't know if y'all can still hear me on tonight. Glory to God. But I want you to know that God is pulling for us. God is rooting for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop, you have brought up something about you were surprised about how many saints were celebrating Halloween. But how many of you know that all of the holidays came through the Roman Catholic Church? Mm. I was saying with the message that God had gave you on Halloween, you can't put holy to something and expect for it to change the original intent of what it is. You can call it Holy Ween, but it's still the devil if God ain't in it. Come on here, somebody. And it hurt the heart of God when we out there that know God and talk about we saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, but we out there parading around and dancing and celebrating for the devil. God is still a jealous God. And that's why many got demons that won't leave a house because you done opened up a door that you can't check. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. Oh, I ain't trying to win no popularity contest. I'm just on here to tell the truth. And I thank God that I got patriots that will stand with me with the truth. Because the Bible says that a divided house can't stand. But how many of you know that if the house is united, there can't nothing tear it down? Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise right there. Amen. That's why the enemy don't want us to unify. But guess what? Before Yahshua left, he said, Father, make them one. Come on here, somebody. Make them one. Even as you and I are one. Come on here, somebody. Oh, somebody need to celebrate right there. We got to come together because he prayed for us to come together before he left. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So we got to come together because Yahshua prayed the prayer. And how many of you know that every prayer he prayed got answered? Come on here, somebody. There wasn't a prayer he prayed that the Father didn't answer. Come on here, somebody. So that means that if he prayed the prayer, he wasn't talking to everybody. That's why everybody can't join us. Paul said, if they had been of us, they would have still been what? With us. Come on here, somebody. So if they're not with us, then we need to praise God because they was never what? Of us. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey! Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else that got anything you want to add to this? Glory to God. It's getting hot right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. And I just want to touch in on excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. Excuse me. Amen. I just want to touch in on Easter, praise God. Because we being raised in the church, I was taught that Easter was well, we celebrating Jesus coming out the grave. I was told Amen. That's why we buy clothes and dressed up. We dressed up because Jesus didn't have on the same clothes he had on when he died. So he was looking all brand new. So we got to get brand new clothes and come to church on Easter Sunday to celebrate Jesus rising from the grave. But then, you know, when you go, and then, but I always wonder what the Easter Bunny about then. Where the Easter Bunny come from? Why we boiling eggs? Why we dying them? And when you look up where Easter really came from, it was a pagan holiday. It was a pagan holiday, and what they did was worshipped a god, a goddess. And the Easter egg, this will make you look at it totally differently, because you've been looking at it like you've just been dying eggs. But it never made no sense to me why we got to wait, why it's so special eating these eggs today. You know, you can boil an egg any day of the year and eat you a boiled egg. For some reason, it was so special eating boiled eggs on Easter. So when you do the research on where the Easter egg itself come from, the Babylonians, they believe that an egg fell from heaven. From heaven into the river called Euphrates, and it hatched, and the goddess of fertility, Astarte, or her name go by Aster, and also Easter. And they exchange eggs as gifts during the springtime festival. So the same thing that we do during Easter, dying the eggs and exchanging them, giving them to people, are what the pagans did to celebrate their goddess, which was named Easter. So we've been going to church, calling it Easter Sunday in church, and performing a lot of these rituals in church, and these are all accredited to some Babylonian goddess. So, and the way it became a religious holiday, like the man of God was just saying, it came from the Roman Catholic Church under the direction of Constantine. He wanted the Catholic itself means Catholicism. Catholicism is like a potluck. Everybody bring their own religion and dump a little bit up in here, and we'll make one. We've been saying it's a one world religion coming. The Catholic Church is the one world religion. They combined every religion that there was at the time and made the Catholic Church. It's not called the Christian Catholic Church. It's not called, you know, the Jesus Christ Catholic. It's called the Catholic Church. They replaced the gods with the disciples and gave them titles like saint. God never called them a saint. He called them disciples. He called them, even when in the titles, they gave the titles in the Bible, that wasn't their title. When you read it, they say the Gospel of St. Mark. But when you read Mark, never in Mark is he called a saint. They took these people and made them gods. The reason why we go to church on Sunday is because the Constantine got with the Pope at the time, and they changed the Sabbath day to Sunday so they could get the sun worshipers to come to church.
Wow.
So everything that has to do with the Catholic Church is a bunch of pagan religions with Jesus as the mascot. That's basically what it is. Jesus is the mascot for a pagan religion, because they included Christianity because it was just taking over at the time. The word of Jesus was spreading at the time, so they said that we got to include Jesus in this. So they included everybody they could. They officially changed the Sabbath day to Sunday. That's in the Catholic book. If you look it up, that's in the Catholic book. They changed it to Sunday to get the sun people to come. So it's like Easter is just, we don't know when Jesus rose from the grave. They lied. They done lied to us and told us it was on Easter. You know, Good Friday. Why is that a good day? It's good. They tell us it's good to us because that's the day Jesus died for our sins. But it's really a good day because that's when the sales start. That's when everything, you know, you can go ahead and catch a last-minute Easter sale and get you a last-minute Easter dress. And you get you a last-minute Easter basket real quick for your kids or whatever. Praise God. Basically they took Easter, turned it into what they turned it into, just like they did Christmas and all these other days. And if y'all ever notice, these days are worldwide holidays, Christmas and Easter. These are worldwide. How is that? Like Thanksgiving is just a holiday here. Other countries got their own holidays. 4th of July, it's just here. But Christmas and Easter have somehow taken over the world. This is a world holiday. So, you know, that's all. I'm just saying, all that's connected to this one world order that they've been controlling people with for years. And like the man of God say, it's time to wake up and come from under this control.
Mm-hmm.
Come from under this control they got us under. All these pagan traditions, and people really think they worshiping God on Easter. Amen. 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 Oh, I'm going to open the flow back up. Anyone else on today? Praise God. Or did you want to go into were you finished yet, Apostle? You want to go into your more on that? Praise God.
I didn't want to hit everything in one night. I kind of wanted us to ponder on this. But what you said was so rich, amen, concerning Easter, too. Amen. We've been lied to, amen. But it come through the church.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it like that, but I got to say it the way it is. It first started with the world, but then the church put the icing on the cake to encourage us to continue these satanic holidays, not telling us that the holidays are satanic, not telling us that we're worshiping the devil through the holidays. You can't fight the devil all day long, then turn around and worship the devil that you say that you fight. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says, give no place to the devil. That word place in the Greek means topos. It means space. So what the Lord is actually saying, give no space to the devil. Don't give him no room to swing at you. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of us can't say nothing about the holidays because we partake in the holidays. Then what makes it so sad, we lie, talking about, I'm just doing it for my children. No, tell the truth and shame the devil. You ain't just doing it for your children. You doing it because you want to get out there too and celebrate. Glory to God.
Facts.
But God going to hold us accountable because God is going to hold us accountable for what we tell our kids. We lie to them about Santa Claus. We lie to them about the tooth fairy. We lie to them, amen, about a lot of things. Then when they get older and find out that we've been lying to them, then they get mad at us for not telling them what? The truth. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Ain't no fat white man going to come down your chimney. Ain't no fat black man going to come down your chimney. God is our Santa Claus all day long.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So we need to tell the truth and be free.
Yes, Lord.
So we don't have our kids looking. But now you can't fool kids now because they'll tell you, he ain't real. Oh, you know, if you be good Santa Claus, nah, ain't no Claus, Daddy. Ain't no Claus, Mommy. And then we want to get mad because they won't believe it. No, don't get mad. You need to praise God. Glory to God.
Amen.
And then come clean and tell him, no, ain't no Santa Claus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm your Claus. And Santa is actually the English word for Satan. And the reason why he red is because the red represents the Europeans. I wasn't even going to go into Christmas tonight, but Lord have mercy. There's a song that they have at Christmas time. You better not pout. You better not cry.
You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yes, he knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Let me tell you what that song referred to. Can I tell you what it referred to?
What's that?
It referred to the Illuminati. They let you know that they know when you are sleeping, and they know when you are awake. They know if you're doing good. They know if you've been doing bad. So they say be good for what? Goodness sake. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because if you don't be good, then I'm going to do something bad to you. If you plugged in my system. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to praise Yahshua that we are free indeed. Come on here, somebody. He said who the Son set free is free indeed. Glory to God.
Amen.
So I ain't worried about them looking at me. My concern is that my Yahshua is looking at me. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Glory to God. Because anybody can be good when the spotlight on you, but how can you be when the spotlight ain't on you? Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm. How good can we be in the dark? We look good in the light, but God saying it's not the light that I'm concerned about. It's the dark I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about how you're being when ain't nobody looking but me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the elves represent demons. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
And if you go to Isaiah, he talks about the north. Come on here, somebody. Why is Santa Claus or Satan Claus in the north? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, I want to go to scripture so bad right now. Glory to God. In Isaiah, it talk about Isaiah 14. Glory to God. I'm going to scripture. Boy, y'all got me going to scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I done dipped into Christmas. Glory to God. Y'all got me at Christmas. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why it's good to know the truth, y'all. It's good to know the truth. How many praise God for knowing the truth? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Some of us in church talking about I once was blind, but now I see and don't realize that some of us is still blind. Right up in the church, glory to God. Blind, glory to God. But God come to help us out. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
He's going to exalt himself in the side of the north.
Oh, come on, Bishop. Read that again.
And he's going to exalt himself in the side of the north.
Let me tell you why he say that.
Yeah.
In Isaiah. The reason why he in the north is because that's where the riches are. That's where the prosperity is. That's where the wealth is, in the north.
Wow.
But that's why God not going to let him set up nothing in the north, because God is saying that's where my riches are. I control that. And he saw that, and he wanted that.
And that's the coldest part of the equator is in the north. Why is Santa red and got on a red suit? That red represents the blood that he done slaughtered of God's people. Come on here, somebody. And red is what? Negative energy. Black is positive energy. So no, ain't nothing good about Santa Claus. Ain't nothing good about the elves. Come on here, somebody.
Amen, amen. Can I ask something, Apostle?
Yes.
You know how Jeremiah 10 talks about the Christmas tree?
Oh, yes, yes.
Jeremiah 10, let me see if I can find it. Say, this is so specific. People always say the Bible don't say nothing about don't celebrate Christmas. But it's okay. Where it say this? It say, "Hear the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord: Learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathens are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain." For one, listen to this, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but they speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also in it to them good, to do good. Amen. So basically, amen, in verses 3 and 4, he's talking about the Christmas tree itself. They go out there, and the TH is on the end, so this is something they continuously do every year.
Yeah.
Every year they go out there and cut down a tree faster. And I used to do it. I'm not saying I don't want to speak and make people think I ain't never did these things, because I used to do these things and used to talk about the Jehovah Witnesses that didn't do it. But they was on to something on this one. They might have had everything else wrong, but they was right about this. They was right about these holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we take the gold. What's that called? Tassel. We throw the tassel up there. We put the gold balls up there. And now we putting crosses up there. Then we put an angel on the top. We put an angel or a star. And then say it's about God. And ain't none of that about God when he told us specifically not to do what they doing. Because the type of people that do these things. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to see Christmas trees and stuff in the church. Matter of fact, the first church me and my wife went to after I got back saved, it was a Christmas tree in the church. We decorated it and everything. I had no idea this was in there at that time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's why the Bible says, out of my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Uh-huh.
We got to do something with it. We got to actually use it once we get it. We can't
Amen.
Use our kids as an excuse to keep doing it. Because a lot of us, that's what, Amen. Like the man, like everybody's saying, that's what we're doing, using our kids as an excuse, where they just having fun. I think that causes a distrust in your kids. because they feel like Amen. You've been lying to them. You've been lying to me about Santa Claus. You've been buying this stuff yourself. That's a lie. That's not playing. That's not having fun. You've been lying.
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, have mercy. Now,
yes,
I'm supposed to believe everything else you said after you've been lying.
I like to. Can I add to that, too?
Yes, Bishop.
You know, when you think about the Christmas tree and all, you know, when we talk about the North, and the reason this thing got started, you see, that was what they call the evergreen tree. And in the North, it said it got real cold. It was cold, cold, cold. But there was something about that evergreen tree. Even in the winter, it didn't die.
Mm.
Wow.
In the winter. Because it's called evergreen. It stays green. And they thought that the evergreen tree represents the tree of life.
Oh.
Because it didn't die. Now, Jesus is the tree of life. Amen. But they thought
Amen.
That this tree was the tree of life, and they start celebrating this tree because they thought the tree had some powers or it had life in it, and then they could obtain life from that tree is because the Bible did talk about the tree of life as it began. And so therefore they start celebrating the tree rather
wow.
than celebrating the Lord. Amen. And because of the cold winter, now, when they talk about the Santa Claus, amen, here we go to trick-or-treat again. They said there was a man there. He was a demon. And this is the way he lured children away, is by giving them toys to make them think that he was good. He was showing some good by giving them the toys, but that was to lure them away. And you see,
Whoa. Either
way you go, you're going to see that there's a trick and a treat in all of it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And with the devil giving you something, or the children something, and this is how they get our children, because we lead them into this lie or lead them to this idolatry, and we wonder why there's so much idolatry going on, because we're the one that leading them into idolatry or making them think that getting a gift means something, and this is why they fall to so many tricks, because you have taught them the giving of good, amen, mean that you can have it. And that don't go on, that goes along with women. It can go along with men too, because you know, when he gives you a gift, you know, the Bible says a gift blind the eyes of the wise. Coming in blind the eyes of the wise, amen, because everybody loves a gift. That's why, you know, Jesus said, don't be taking no gift. Or if a man is, because the gift will blind you, because you'll start seeing things that you shouldn't see. And even in the Santa Claus, everybody is drawn to Santa Claus because of the gifts. And it's the same way with the enemy. The enemy always, when he's going to deceive you, he usually start off with a gift. And so we have to watch that. Now, I forgot about the mistletoe, but there was a demonic spirit that would take children away, and then he would sacrifice them and kill them back in the day. And so they start calling him Santa Claus, amen, you know. But he really was a demon, a demonic spirit, to draw your children away, to get you away from the parent, you know, the same way, you know, with all the other little gifts, you know, the candy and stuff, amen, they lure your children through gifts. And so we start teaching our children how to be, the reason they get lured so easy from something, because all you got to do is show a gift, because you talk to them that taking a gift, amen, that you can go after it. And so, careful with the tree. Now, I forgot about the mistletoes. Now, when you stand over that, the mistletoes and all that you hang over the door, and it's some It's a symbolism center too when you stand under the mistletoe. And you do all of those, but all of those things are a symbol of the things that they have you to believe is because this is the way that Satan deceives us. That you kiss under the mistletoe tree and something's supposed to happen and all of this. All of these things was an alluring mechanism, amen, to lure you away from Christ, amen, to lure you to the devil. And it all started with this, but like you said, the practice came in through the church. Now, I know we like to look at, even with that, you know, we see this, the tower there up in Washington, D.C., you know, getting on into how the devil lure you away, you know, or you got that steeple on top of your church. Amen. Well, that steeple on top of your church points to the sun god. It represents your worship of the sun. And a lot of people got all of these steeples on top of their churches. Amen. They think that represents Christ. But no, that's a representative of the sun. So the devil is always doing something, amen. You might call it, he tried to duplicate God because he has nothing of his own. He likes to duplicate God. Amen. And so we already know now. He talked about your gift and something, if you're good, you know, or evil, you know. And so we have replaced Santa Claus with Jesus. Amen. We replaced Santa with Jesus because people are worshiping the Santa Claus more than Jesus because everything that Jesus does, they're trying to say that's what Santa Claus do. You know, Santa Claus can't be everywhere and he can't go down, be everywhere at the same time. He can't fit down no chimney. He can't do all of those things, but we say Santa Claus can do all of this, and so we have made Santa Claus Jesus, amen, praise God. And then not only that, we have made Mary the Queen of Heaven. Now, that's another part that I don't want to go over there. I talk about the Queen of Heaven, you know, which was a light of God. And everything here that you see that's going on or been going on, we didn't recognize it. We wasn't paying no attention to it. We was ignorant to it. Amen. We became a liar. Amen. And we talk about being idolatrous. We've been idolatrous too. You know, we've been serving idols for a long time and not know it and trying to serve Jesus at the same time. But he said, you can't serve but one of us. You got to love me and hate the other one. You either got to do what I want you to do or do something else. So all of this is just deception. Santa Claus, Easter, I mean, Santa Claus, like you said, the ill that's pulling it, you know, demonic activity, you know. And everything about Christmas is really demonic. It's no different from being, it's no different from Christmas being demonic that the Catholic put Christ in the beginning because they was having mass. You know, that was the day they had mass. Amen. And so they just put Christ mass. The reason they put Christ on it, on the front of it, is to draw you into it and to try to make it right and so that everybody would accept it and they wouldn't reject it. So the devil always try to show us something good. Amen. And so since we're talking about it, well, I know there's other things that can be taught, but since we own those subjects there, you know, we call it that day is coming up. Amen. And so it's going to be up to us whether or not we celebrate it or not. If you know better now, you're going to do better. You're going to go tell your children the truth. Amen. You're going to tell them what's right and stop doing it because you already know what it is now. And I guess people have been talking about it and they're talking against it for a while, but nobody just, you know, you can talk against something, but if you don't tell them the reason why, then the reason they don't stop because they didn't know all the details of it. But now Apostle had laid out the details of it and Brother has laid out the details of things. So now it's up to us is whether or not we're going to serve God or we're going to serve the devil. So all of these Amen. So-called holidays that they can't, like I said, can't be holy unless God make it holy.
Amen.
And so let us stop worshiping these things or celebrating these things, because we can't partake with the devil and then partake with God at the same time. There got to be a difference. Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Hey, amen. Can I share something with y'all? When the Lord yes. delivered me from holidays, that was the best thing God ever did for me. I mean, I don't even know when the holidays come and go. They tell me. I don't look at the calendar no more. Amen. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And it will liberate your mind, because you're not paying attention to the things of the world.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at them, you be like, man, do they really know how lost they are? And then when you try to tell them, some of them, they be like, because they so caught up into the world system, they don't want to hear it. But the Lord will bless us just for telling them.
Uh-huh.
They might not want to hear it now, but they going to want to hear it when it's time for them to have to hear it, you know. Because, let me tell you, we only have one more month, y'all. This month, go after the things of God, whatever God has put in your heart, go after it with all your might, because this is the last month for wealth and prosperity, the door for wealth and prosperity. Everything is getting ready to shut down in December. Hear me, child of God. Everything is going to shut down in December. And the only thing we're going to have is prayer and the word. Those are the only two weapons that the enemy would not be able to shut down, is prayer and the word. Hear me, child of God. If you got a prayer life and you got the word, you're going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Because I hear the Lord saying, prophesy, boy. Everything is going to shut down but the word and prayer. Come on here, somebody. If you got a prayer life, you're going to still be able to prosper, even though in the natural, things are going to shut down. But God is saying, I still got my super. And if I put my super on your natural, nothing can stop you, saith the Lord. He said, hear my son tonight, because every word he speaks shall come to pass, saith the Lord of hosts. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God glory.
Hallelujah.
I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bishop, I hear the Lord say, go forward. He said, don't worry about nothing that the enemy is saying or doing. He said, go forward, for I am with you, said the Lord.
Thank you.
And everything I've spoken to you in the secret, I shall do, said the Lord.
Thank you.
Do not worry about the outside, because I'm
Thank
on the inside, said the Lord. And I promised you already that you're going to see my hand, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Elder, I just hear the Lord say, it is well. It is well with you. It is well, Rabasatoro Bosando. Hallelujah.
Yes, me.
He said, don't listen to man, listen to me, said the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm going to provide for you. Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Said, trust in me, said the Lord. He said, for I will not fail you, said the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Somebody
thank
give
you.
Him a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody thank give you. Him a glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Yeah, no, hey, yeah, no, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory
thank
to
you.
God. Hey, God. Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I thank you for that. Yeah, good word, good prophecy. Amen. I'm going to receive
yes.
that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Receive.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes,
and,
Lord.
And I just thank God that all the week, you know, I've been talking about it's time.
Yes, Lord. Mm.
And I said it.
Wow.
Now. I thought about something. I know this going off, but I thought about something. I said, well, I was, you know, they say, keep your eyes open, be watchful, you know. And I was looking at that. I said, well, you know, the Euphrates River, you know, that is drying up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Revelation 9:16 talked about the, I believe it's the sixth seal, but the angel was going to speak and the river Euphrates was going to dry up.
Mm.
And I said, now, if you look here, listen at the news, the Euphrates River is drying up.
Wow.
Not only is the Euphrates River drying up, I don't know what the big river in China, but that river is drying up in China. Now, the Euphrates River runs 1,700 miles. It runs to... Syria, it runs through Iraq and wherever it comes from. But that thing is drying up. And I said, Revelation, talk about, you know, when the war takes place, the Euphrates River's going to dry up and the enemy is going to be able to come across without any hesitation because the water won't be there. And I said to myself, do you think it's time? And I thought about it. I said, but not only that river is drying up, but the Mississippi River over come through Alabama all the way from Minnesota down to the Gulf. The Mississippi River is drying up. It's over 40 foot. It had descended about 40 foot until the barges and things can't even pass by. They had to go one at a time now because it's not deep enough for a barge to go up and down the river in some places. And I say, I think it's California. The big lake out there is drying up.
Wow.
Down in Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay, where all the water used to be, the guy said you can walk. I don't know how far out there in Tampa Bay now where water used to be. And so I say, Lord, if the water has dried up and went out back out into the ocean, what if all that water came back at one time?
Hey, Lord.
It would be a catastrophe. And I heard a prophet that got prophesied. He said, something is going to take place.
He said, I don't know what it is. He said, but the Lord showed me Mobile, Alabama, Gulfport, Mississippi, and somewhere in Virginia. He said that I saw it looked like fire or an explosion happen out in the ocean. And he said, from that explosion or whatever he thought he saw, you know, so I can't say exactly what it is, but it's going to send a tidal wave or like a, what they call it, tsunami or something. And all of that is going to rush back. It's going to rush back in and things are going to be flooded and it's going to cause a catastrophe that takes place. And so I said, well, Lord, do you think it's time? I know it says sometimes, well, you know, the Lord can't come back. The Lord can't come back because this hasn't happened. You know, that's what they were saying in the day of Noah. The Lord can't come. The Lord can't come. And then until the day that it happened. So I say now, I'm saying, well, Lord, I know. He said, it's time now. It's time for us to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. The things that we haven't been doing, it's time to do it. And I've been talking about that all the week, you know. If you haven't made up with your children, if you haven't made up with your husband, if you haven't made up with your wife, if you're still holding anger, you're still holding bitterness against somebody, if there's somebody you haven't forgiven, he said it's time to get it right now because we don't want him to come and have all that undone. And so let us get it right. Let us get it right. Let us get it right. Let us get it right in these last times. This is the last time, or we might call it the last day. But, and so praise God anyway. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you were talking, Bishop. I seen the water being replaced with fire. In Revelation, it says that God will replace water with fire. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead. I was trying to keep the noise of these children out.
Amen. But as you were talking about the rivers drying up, all I heard was that the fire is coming.
Oh, God.
Amen. Amen.
Help me, Holy God.
Amen.
Hey!
Amen. Amen.
And the fire represents judgment.
Amen. That's what he saw. He said, I saw fire. I didn't know what it was, but I saw fire.
Wow.
Like an explosion or something.
Wow, y'all.
Like Bishop was saying, through the power of the Holy Ghost, whatever we do, we got to do it with all our might and get in that place where God wants us to be and be what God wants us to be. And stay in that place. Psalm 91 said, he that abide in the secret place. Notice he said abide there. That word abide means stay there. That word abide means don't leave there. Or he that dwelleth in the secret place. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is time we got to wrap ourselves up in Psalm 91 like never before. And so we praise God tonight for the truth. See, this is what has set us free. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We need the real truth. Hey, God. We need the real truth. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. Thank God on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We bless God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the discussion that's going forth. Amen. Does anybody else have any a comment or a testimony or a prayer request before we close it out tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we thank God on tonight for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody putting in input. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God to come to the to get the bigger picture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what happened when we all put the puzzle, the pieces together. Hallelujah to the puzzle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We see the bigger picture, and then we're able to share the information, hallelujah, with everybody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This issue, getting the information out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because they don't want the information out. They don't want this knowledge to be known. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because this is how they controlling us. This is how they controlling the money. Hallelujah. Watch this. Not only will your mind be free, hallelujah, but your pocketbook will be free. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You won't have all that credit card debt after the first of the year like everybody else. Hallelujah. Like the man of God say, you run up your credit cards before the holidays, and then you get your income tax and pay off the credit card. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then they try to hit us with Valentine's. We didn't even get to Valentine's Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a love day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the only people making love is the people getting that money. Glory to God. They selling diamonds, flowers, teddy bears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They selling everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. New Year's, they sell liquor every day. Hallelujah. And they call them spirits. But we ain't going to get into that. Hallelujah. It's getting late. We'll get into that next week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. All the information that's been shared, the information that's getting out there. Hallelujah. If you got the text, share the text. Glory to God. They can always go back and click on the link and listen to the whole show in its entirety. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. I thank God for amen. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship on the line. Hallelujah. Cat Church Incorporated on the line. And the Anointed Truth of Christ on the line on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Amen. And if there be no more testimonies, any more comments, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for your revelation knowledge, Lord, that you have downloaded into our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your wisdom, for your knowledge, Lord. Hallelujah, that people will not, hallelujah, perish, hallelujah, if they choose to receive your word on tonight. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, that we are staying prayed up. We are staying in our secret place in these last and evil days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know that the time is near, but we know that as long as we are within you, hallelujah, everything is going to be all right. And we praise you. We magnify you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. On behalf of everybody on the line, amen. We love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We'll see y'all tomorrow on Out of the Mouth of God Ministries.
This
Hallelujah.
Is not a valid
Amen.
Menu option.
Y'all have a blessed week. Amen.
People of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. while I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain? Yeah.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Let the whole church. the church say? What does the church say? To die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie, in spite of what the devil does, no, you've got a word that has come from above, faith must be in what you say, so open your mouth. Let the church say, let the church say.